One of the ways we at the Village Church make connections with our congregation and community is through our newsletter, eConnections. It's sent out by email and includes all kinds of information about upcoming events, Shell Point Television Channel 13 programming schedules, ways to submit prayer requests, and much more. We love to hear from you. In each of our eConnections, I offer a brief pastoral message. Often it will address a contemporary issue that we are all facing, or will highlight one of our ministries or teaching series, but it always has an encouraging biblical theme. For those of you who don't do email, we're happy to provide a televised version of that pastoral message. And we hope you enjoy them, and may God continue to bless you richly as you seek to follow Him in these unusual times. And now here is this issue's pastoral message from eConnections. Hi, this is the eConnections message for Thursday, October 14. It's entitled, Reading Between the Lines. Genesis 22, verse 3, and he split wood for the burnt offering. I split a lot of wood back in the day. In the early 1980s, Gene and I built a house up in the hills outside Morgantown, West Virginia. And when I say built a house, I'm using the phrase loosely. Real builders built the house, I just wrote the checks. The house was unusual, a solar envelope house. The only heating source was a wood stove. And the only fuel was wood that I cut and split from standing dead trees in the woods around our home. Most of the time I split wood because I needed to have enough fuel for the winter. Once I split wood for another reason. I had attended a school board meeting one afternoon. It was about a program I was providing for the school in my role as a university professor. The board made a decision that I thought was wrong. I was angry. I was polite enough when informed of the decision, but inside I was seething. What to do? I got in my car, drove out to my house in the woods, got out my axe, and split wood, usually offering a few choice words under my breath each time the axe struck its target. It was cathartic. An hour of splitting wood, and I felt much better. I thought of that experience when I read this week's Scripture Union Encounter with God devotional, Genesis 22, the story of Abraham's sacrifice of Isaac. God told Abraham to take his son Isaac, the son God had promised Abraham as his offspring, through whom he would be the father of many nations, and sacrifice him on Mount Moriah. So Abraham arose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Genesis 22, verse 3. Why is Abraham splitting wood? He's a wealthy man with a multitude of servants, plus he's an old man, well over 100 years old. What in the world is he doing wielding an axe? Oh, I'm thinking he probably did it for the same reason I did. He's confused and conflicted and angry and can't believe that God has told him to do that, so he unleashes his frustration on a pile of wood. Now, do I get that out of the text? No, I'm reading between the lines. I'm reading with what A.W. Tozer used to call sanctified imagination. I don't really know for sure what Abraham's motivation was, but it seems more plausible than just that he needed wood for the sacrifice. His servants could have done that for the old man. Sometimes when we read Scripture, we need to read between the lines. We need to use some sanctified imagination. We have to be careful when we do it. We can't contradict other scriptures or violate solid orthodox theological principles. We want to be consistent with what we know about the biblical characters, but in the process, we can gain a sense of the real lived experience of our quote-unquote heroes of the faith. So here's how I think it probably went down. He, that is God, said, "Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will show you." Genesis 22:2. Abraham to himself, "God, that's crazy. You can't be serious. He's the son you promised me. How could you ask a father to do that to a son he loves?" So Abraham rose early in the morning. He couldn't sleep anyway. And saddled his donkey, forget the servants, and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split wood for the burnt offering. "Take that, God," with each strike of the axe. And arose and went to the place of which God told him, "I'll do it, but I don't have to like it." Genesis 22:3, with a few Hawkins interpretive comments. On the third day of agonizing misery, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife, so the two of them walked on together. "I sure hope he doesn't ask me any questions." Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, "My father." Oh no, here it comes. And he said, "Here I am, my son." And he said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Oh, drat. Now what am I going to tell him? Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. I hope." So the two of them walked on together. Well, when you read the scriptures, and I hope you are joining us with the Encounter with God devotionals, slow down, smell the roses, read between the lines. Good day, and God bless you. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy.